How did you first start playing Minecraft? Did you buy the game? Did you play it on the free Pocket Edition version that once existed? Did you use an online website to play it for free? Or did your friend hand you a 2GB USB with a dodgy version of Minecraft on it that gave your computer a virus? No, just me. Minecraft is one of the most commonly pirated games in the world, with dozens of pirated or cracked launchers existing all over the internet. With a large portion of players only learning and playing Minecraft due to playing it for free initially, cracked Minecraft was key to Minecraft's overall global dominance and virality, with even Notch himself endorsing it. And cracked Minecraft is still so prevalent today, some of the most popular servers in existence, regularly seeing thousands of players online, are cracked. So how is cracked Minecraft responsible for part of Minecraft's success, and is it still just as prevalent today? Let's go back to the early days of Minecraft, 2010 to 2012. How did players learn about the game back then? Well, while YouTube was a valuable source of promotion for the game, many early players actually learned about the game through their friends or family. In my case, my friend told me about this awesome game called Minecraft at school, and I remember he would tell me various stories of his endeavors throughout the game every lunch. So you would think that the next step would be to go home, Google the game, and get it, right? Nope, 9-year-old me got my 2GB USB the school gave us, this was 2011 by the way, and during lunchtime we used the school computer to slowly copy a folder called Minecraft from his USB to mine. I then went home and copied the files onto my parents' desktop, and voila, I had just attained Minecraft for the very first time. And from there, now that I actually owned the game, only then did I go on the internet and look for YouTube videos and tutorials, not the other way around. The original cracked launcher or version I used at the time is nowhere to be found now, but it looked exactly like this. A replica of the old Minecraft Alpha launcher, except it did not contain a password section, only an option to enter a username. For my entire first year playing Minecraft, from late 2011 to late 2012, I would use this launcher daily. In fact, for that entire first year, I didn't even know I was using a pirated version of Minecraft and thought that this was the legit version. I just thought Minecraft was a free game. I'm not alone in that regard. A lot of earlier Minecraft players who only heard of the game through their friends or family didn't know you actually had to pay for the game either. We never would have even known of the game's existence at the time if it wasn't for us getting it for free. Free just like the cost of subbing to me. Don't watch some dodgy pirated versions of my videos in another language, that's not on, and help me get to 500k subs by the end of the year. No pressure. Anyways, Minecraft would have never spread like wildfire in its early days, especially amongst kids and younger ages, if it wasn't for these cracked versions of the game. If the cracked versions didn't exist, then there was a massive $30 paywall, of which the 10-year-olds, who already had to beg their parents for Clash of Clans gems at the time, would never be able to conquer. To put it simply, access to free Minecraft allowed kids to spread the game amongst one another like crazy, and once kids were hooked, it didn't take long for them to find YouTube videos, blowing the game up there as well, which only gave it more and more exposure. There were other avenues to play the game for free as well. Websites such as MinecraftForFree.com allowed any person to hop onto their computer and instantly play Minecraft for free. This completely removed the 2GB USB from the equation. Truly groundbreaking. In fact, I remember for a brief period of time at my school, only a week, MinecraftForFree.com was actually unblocked, and we spent every lunch that week just playing it, introducing so many new people to the game who would only continue playing years later. I ran a poll on my Twitter, go follow me there if you want to have a chance to be featured in a video in the future, asking my followers how they first started playing Minecraft, and 36.2% of you said you started playing on a pirated version. That's more than one third of responses, which generalized to Minecraft's player base overall, is responsible for tens of millions of players. Another 23.2% started off playing the free Pocket Edition as well, meaning overall about 60% of my audience first played a free version of Minecraft. Now I'm sure that the actual results for all Minecraft players would be slightly different, but the poll still gives us a great idea of just how important free Minecraft was to the game's original rise to fame. Minecraft isn't the only game which is pirated, of course, but just to show how prevalent cracked Minecraft became, let's look at what's known as cracked servers. Many online games which are cracked aren't multiplayer accessible. The same is true for Minecraft, unless you change a specific setting in the server's config, running a non-premium server, allowing all players to join. But what's the difference between a cracked server and a normal premium Minecraft server? Simple. When you log in, you will likely be asked to register or log in with a password. Remember I mentioned earlier that cracked launchers didn't ask you to enter a password, just a username. Well, this included absolutely any username of course, including players who already played on the server, bigger YouTubers, Minecraft developers, and more. If you use the username of an account which actually existed, you could also use its skin, which was very desirable because you couldn't set skins yourself on cracked Minecraft. And of course, since you could change your username anytime, what was stopping other players from setting their own username to whatever username you had chosen to use and griefing your base? This could happen accidentally as well, because lots of players would use the same popular usernames such as Steve, Captain Sparkles, and many more. The username and password system provided a basic security measure. Now, when I was younger and first joined a cracked server, let's just say I wasn't the wisest. A message popped up on my screen saying /register password. Since I had only ever played single player prior to this, I copied exactly what the message said. That's right, I made my password. Password. I didn't even realize it was my password either, as logging in after I had registered would prompt a message saying /login password, of which I of course copied as well. After a few weeks of playing that server, setting up a base, and getting resources, somebody kept trying to log into my account. Or not really account, since I didn't own Minecraft. I guess log into my username is a better way to say it. Anyways, because I was 9 years old and thought I was cool, my username of choice out of the infinite possibility of usernames was Pyro. So epic, I know. Some other kid, I guess, also fancied that same username and kept trying to join the same server with it. Eventually, they actually figured out my password because I had made a password and effectively stole my username. They then changed the password and I never got to play on that server again until I just changed my username to something else. Such experiences were common in the earlier days of Minecraft, with cracked servers having overwhelmingly young player bases that led to an almost infinite demand of poorly run and dodgy servers that only continue to grow. Notch would even go on to publicly state on Twitter to a fan who asked for a free account due to not being able to afford the game that they should just pirate it for now and buy it in the future when they can afford it, also mentioning that they shouldn't feel bad. This tweet was in early 2012, when cracked Minecraft was at its most popular. Notch clearly knew that in the long run, it would only lead to further sales. Notch knew how important cracked Minecraft was. And oh boy, was he right. But what is cracked Minecraft's influence like today? I did a YouTube community poll, which at the time of me writing this has 33,000 votes. 13% of you guys are still using cracked Minecraft launches to play to this very day. Considering that Minecraft has sold well over 200 million copies, and we know Java is responsible for at least 30 million of such sales since 2019, it can be estimated that there's at least 4 million or more cracked users who have played since then, likely many more. I've lost count of the number of times a player has joined my Minecraft server, og-network.net's Discord, asking if they can use cracked Minecraft, or DMing me the very same question. Clearly the demand and player base for cracked Minecraft is still present today. There are various popular cracked Minecraft launches used often. T-Launcher, which is totally not run by some dodgy company in Russia and totally didn't Google Translate most of their website, is like the modern day equivalent of the old cracked launcher I showed you earlier. I recommend you don't use this launcher specifically, however, as there is lots of issues with it potentially being riddled with spyware and likely other malicious files. Ironically, they even have a premium version of the launcher, which you think wouldn't do much considering their main user base is players who don't want to pay for Minecraft, but hey, it must be working somewhat. Many cracked launchers feature great GUIs, with features even the official Minecraft launcher is lacking, innovating to stay relevant. Furthermore, there are still large cracked servers which see quite a lot of popularity. Pika Network is the high pixel of the cracked player base, featuring a bunch of bootleg minigames and ripoffs of other game modes popular on normal servers. Pika Network is the most popular cracked Minecraft server at the moment, regularly seeing player counts just below 4,000 and averaging about 3,000 players consistently. Even amongst Java servers, Pika Network would be within the top 10 of servers popularity-wise. As you can see, there are dozens of servers with upwards of 500 players that are all cracked, running many of the most popular minigames and game modes today. 6B6T is a cracked Minecraft alternative to 2B2T, regularly seeing player counts over 250. It's clear that there's still a large market and demand for cracked Minecraft servers, which can only mean that there is still a large portion of Minecraft's player base, which even today, over 13 years later, have not purchased the game. And while that may be the case, many players who started with cracked Minecraft would eventually go on to buy the game themselves, proving how useful it was as a marketing tool. Notch clearly understood this early on, even endorsing it himself. Without cracked Minecraft, it's likely the game would have never spread and reached such virality. I hope you enjoyed the video. Be sure to subscribe and help me get to 500k by the end of the year. Thank you all so much for watching.